This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The 8th India-Indonesia Joint Commission meeting was held in New Delhi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Indonesian counterpart Sugiono co-chaired the meeting. During the meeting, India and Indonesia discussed avenues for further strengthening cooperation in various fields, including political, defense and security, maritime, trade and investment, pharma and healthcare, digital, energy, connectivity, space, education, consular and culture domains, and people-to-people exchanges. Both leaders also exchanged views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said that the joint commission between both nations is convening after a gap of 4 years, and it is essential to acknowledge that significant advancements in bilateral relations have been made during this time. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the three-day Zone 2 conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association CPA India region in Chandigarh today. The conference is being hosted by the Haryana Legislative Assembly. The event will be attended by Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh, Nayab Singh Saini, Haryana Vidhan Sabha Speaker Harvinder Kalyan, presiding and deputy presiding officers from 15 legislatures across the country, as well as members of legislative assemblies. Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has released another list of candidates for the Rajya Sabha polls. Party has fielded Mahesh Kewat from Madhya Pradesh and Dr. M. Nagaraja from Karnataka. Party has also announced that Lingaraj Patil and Raghu Kautilya are the candidates for Legislative Council election in Karnataka. West Bengal is set to become the 36th state to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, which is the world's largest publicly funded health assurance scheme. The National Health Authority and Government of West Bengal will sign a Memorandum of Understanding today for the implementation of ABPMJAY in the state. The MOU will be signed in New Delhi in the presence of Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda and West Bengal Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari. A high-level delegation from the European Union will arrive in Guwahati, Assam today for a two-day visit aimed at strengthening cooperation between India's northeastern states. According to the EU, discussions will focus on sectors where Europe and the Northeast share common interests, including renewable and green energy, sustainable urban infrastructure, health and pharmaceuticals. The visit is part of efforts to advance priorities outlined in the Comprehensive Strategic Agenda agreed by India and the European Union at their summit in January. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Land Port Management System LPMS in New Delhi tomorrow. The Ministry of Home Affairs said the launch of LPMS will be a landmark step in India's move towards a modern, technology-enabled border management system. It added that the platform aligns with the goal of strengthening trade facilitation, connectivity, national security, and the vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The southwest monsoon has further advanced into some more parts of west central and entire northeast Bay of Bengal. According to the India Meteorological Department, southwest monsoon also advanced into some more parts of northwest Bay of Bengal, entire Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and some parts of Tripura, Assam, and Arunachal Pradesh. It predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, and Sikkim today. And in sports, Indian wrestlers ended the Ulaanbaatar Open 2026 campaign in Mongolia with two more gold medals on the final day today, taking India's tally to 16 medals, including 8 golds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.